The Indian season came to a heartbreaking end in Game 5 of the American League Division Series last night against the Yankees. They lost 5-2, lost 3 in a row after leading 2 games to none in the series. WKSU's commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Game 5, a heartbreaker last night. First initial reactions.
It just had a very bad feel to it early in the game once the Yankees jumped to a 3-0 lead. And once again, also the Indians striking out their hitters. You could just tell were pressing. After the game, we were talking to Jason Kipnis about that, the Indian center fielder. And he said, well, I don't know if I'd use pressing, but he said, you want it so bad. You want to get it done right here, right now. And his voice just trailed off. And so what you end up doing is, they always say, don't try to do too much. And shoot, there were balls in the dirt, balls up too high. They were swinging at those, oftentimes taking strikes. No matter what the players would say, they felt the pressure and in some ways they succumbed to it.
Yeah, I mean, this team, which rode a 22-game win streak, suddenly lost 3 in a row. What happened?
Well, part of it, to be fair, I was wondering, or some others were also, was Corey Kluber hurt? Was something wrong with this guy? Why were they taking him out of the first spot in the rotation, giving him an extra day's rest? Well, it turns out there indeed was something wrong. The Indians didn't want to talk about it that much, but Francona said, yeah, he was fighting a couple of things. I don't want to get into it now. And all Kluber said, look, I was able to pitch. But in two of his starts, he couldn't get past the fourth inning. And I think that was part of it. You know, your best pitcher is not healthy, goes out, doesn't pitch anywhere close to what he did during a regular season. You know, your cleanup hitter, Edwin Encarnacion, had an ankle injury, and when he came back and played the last game, Game 5, he didn't look like himself. In fact, Indians designated hitters were 1-for-18, a single by Michael Brantley in the 5 games. So there were some injury issues, but heck, last year they were in worse physical condition, and they went all the way to the World Series. But last year they weren't expected to do much of anything, Amanda. I think they played, you know, they always say loose and free. Here, I think when they didn't wipe out the Yankees right away, when they got up 2-0 and lost 1-0 in Game 3, just threw all the pressure on their shoulders, and you could just feel like that they were swinging bats that weighed 50 pounds, and it was really bothering them. And I don't know what was going on in the field. The last two games, they made 7 errors. This is a team that made the fewest errors in the American League. And that, I think, was the part that to Francona and the rest of the Indians hurt the most. As you said, we didn't even play like the kind of team we are in the last two games.
So what does this mean for the team and the fans when there were so many expectations that this team was the favorite to go to back to the World Series and win it this year? What does this mean for them?
Pain and frustration, how's that? I think, especially in light of how they played in the regular season, where they did have the best record in the American League. I mean, you could look in the offseason, should they trade this guy or sign this one? But I don't imagine them totally overhauling the roster. Every time you're in Cleveland and you miss an opportunity like this, you always worry that, you know, will it come again? And how long will you have to wait for it? Okay. And another thing to keep in mind, the Yankees are a young team. Their best days are ahead of them because they not only do they have a bunch of young guys doing well, they have others in the minors, and finally they got the kind of money to go out and add extra pitchers. You know, it's kind of an off season of you wonder what would have happened if they just played their normal game. And if you're an Indians fan, it's like, oh boy, well, let's see. Next year will be 2018. The team last won a World Series in 1948. It will now be 70 years.
Okay, another heartbreaking season comes to an end for the Indians, but a historic one, and I guess we'll see what the offseason brings. Terry, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Amanda.